This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
It's the Big O Show!
All right, we're ready to rock here. Time to have a little fun, although I see a text here from, what is this, Geese's Cases or something. He says, I know the Dolphins and Greer don't give a crap what fans think or media. They will screw the draft like they always do. Really, there's only one legit high probability of success QB in the draft, and that's Burrow, which Miami will never get, even if Greer offers his firstborn and picks whatever. I don't know what else he's got there, but okay. So that's fine. So, and I guess, dude, don't worry about the season then. It's over, you know. I guess it's over
well,
for you.
Don't even worry about just one season. Say the next three or four.
It's over for you as a, yeah, it's over for you as a fan, bro. Don't worry about it. They're going to screw it all up, right? Like they always do.
Forget three or four. Let's just go half a decade. Let's go 5 years, right?
No, I know. It's just, you know, all the picks were such disasters last year. Everything went, everything's so terrible. I love it. I love the jaded fan that just like, just sit back and actually analyze what's going on. And maybe you might look at it a little different. That's all. I get it in the past because it was kind of the same cycle going over and over again. And so I get it that some of you don't think for yourselves. So you just go the lazy route and you say, oh, yeah, no, they'll screw it up. And it's, you know, that's not the case, but whatever. I mean, I wouldn't call anything that happened this year a screw-up. I think this year was actually pretty phenomenal. All right? Just like going to Moody's Dental, and your teeth are all screwed up, and then you're all of a sudden, they look phenomenal, because Eric and the incredible staff at Moody's Dental fixed it, baby. 305-821-0231. I've got my Invisaligns on, and I'm straight. It's amazing how much more straighter they are now. I mean, remember I told you I had the two teeth were on top of my middle tooth, right? Now they're all separate. Now they're all starting to, now there's space in between, and now they're going to start settling in together and aligning. How crazy is that? How it really, really works. So if you're looking to straighten out that teeth and so you can have a brighter smile, maybe you want to fix some cavities, a root canal, a crown, listen, state-of-the-art equipment, and they take care of you like gold. Customers are always happy when you go to Moody's Dental. I know because I'm super happy. 305-821-0231. Eric Moody's has been doing this for a long time. He and his dad, I'm telling you, this is a great family with a great practice, modern technology with it. I've told you guys this already over and over again. You're going to get a filling. You're going to get some kind of a crown or something like that. You know how you have to leave with a temporary, come back a week or two or 3 weeks later? They make it right there. Your implant, they'll make it right there. You won't have to make a second visit. What a beautiful thing. Moody's Dental, 305-821-0231.
You know, it's the thing I like.
What's that?
The after hours to accommodate you with work and whatnot, man. That's awesome.
I think Tuesday's one of those days. They're open till 8 o'clock because some customers can't get in before 5. That's smart. One day or 2 days a week, you open later for – you know what it is that you have to take off from work? And maybe you might be even losing money from taking off to work to go get the dentist. That doesn't make any sense at all. So Moody's Dental, make sure you obviously support the sponsors that are supporting us, okay? And when we're done here in another, I don't know, 2 months, I think we're going to show you the before and after, and you're going to see how screwed up the bottom part of my teeth were and how they were all on top of each other and how they're all straight now. It's awesome. Even my bite was, the top is supposed to go over. It's behind. So now it's going to be over again also. It's going to be normal. I'm just telling you, it's pretty cool. They do a great job.
Well, if
I mean, I wouldn't back it up if they didn't.
At least there's going to be one thing normal with you, your mouth.
Right. Yeah, that's about it. No, not the mouth, the teeth. The mouth is still a problem. It gets me in trouble all the time. So, you know, what can I tell you? 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. Did you guys, let's get into a little Joe Burrow Bengals talk. Because we've been on top of this story and kind of, I've been kind of almost like predicting the, you know, if you try to hold out or say you don't want to play for the Bengals, and I've told you how Mike Brown and the Bengals are going to respond. Well, the first part about it is now starting to develop, because it seems like Joe Burrow's been hearing from former players. I mean, Carson Palmer's brother is working with him. So obviously he's getting all the, like, hearing about how crappy that organization is and how they're not really committed to winning. And so the top pick, right, Joe Burrow, he was asked by Ben Baby of ESPN. He was asked about the upcoming draft and the process could have more layers than simply being selected by the Bengals. And he goes, Burrow goes to him, "I do have leverage," the former LSU quarterback said, according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. "The Bengals have their process. I have my process. We haven't even gotten to the NFL Combine yet. There's a lot of things that can happen leading up to the draft and a lot of information gathered." Now, as you all know, Cincinnati has the number one pick. And he says, "It's an interesting thought going back to Ohio," he told KTCK AM. "It would be a lot of fun. It would." And then following up during the buildup of next week's combine, there are questions regarding Burrow's willingness to play for the Bengals. That's been the topic of media speculation. Burrow's mother, Robin, told the Star-Telegram on Monday that she was unaware of how that narrative originated. She says, "We have no idea where that comes from. It's a story out there that someone has created that doesn't have any substance, from our perspective at least." Burrow said being the number one draft pick will be a dream come true, all right? But he also said he wants to go to a city that currently holds the top overall pick, right? "I'd like to play football," he said in a news conference. "So whoever takes me, I'm a ball player. I'm going to play." So there, it's not a combative situation. It's something that's out there, right? And he hasn't said at all, "I'd love to be a Bengal." You don't ever hear that from him, right? Because they have the number one pick. So it's easy to say, "Oh, man, I'd love to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I'd love to be a Miami Dolphin. I'd love to be a Green Bay Pack. Oh, I can't wait to be a Seattle Seahawk," right? If they had the number one pick, you'd figure if you want to be taken number one, you'd be excited to say that. And he doesn't really make that commitment to it, right? And so on another article, all right, and this is with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram after accepting the Davey O'Brien Award. He goes, "Look, it's a long process, right? They have their process that they have to go through, so I'm blessed to be in the position I'm in. If they select me, they select me. I'm going to do everything in my power to be the best football player I can be." So is that I'm good with Cincinnati, or is that I don't want to go to Cincinnati is the question, right? Because he doesn't really ever say, I can't wait to be a Bengal. When he says, if they select me, they select me. So it's still kind of an indirect commitment to them. It's not something that he is showing a lot of enthusiasm for, which, let's be honest now, why would you show any kind of enthusiasm for it? You know what I'm saying? So you look at this situation, and he is, you could tell it's brewing. You could tell now all of a sudden, because think about this. You played at LSU. You left Ohio State. You went to LSU. So you've played for two major programs. Now you end up winning the national championship. You got your victory cigar. You're enjoying all of that. You're enjoying the praise. And then you want to then make the next step of playing in the NFL. But every kid that goes to the NFL, you want to ball in the NFL and you want to win, right? Because you don't want to go to an organization that's not trying to win, that's not committed to trying to get to a Super Bowl, and you're busting your ass every day to try to win, but you don't have the help around you. That's kind of difficult. I get it. And it's easy for Joe Fan to say, well, it should be an honor to you, whatever team you play for in the NFL and all that. Yeah, and it's great. But I think you as an employee and myself, you want to work for a company that supports you. You want to work for a company that is headed in the right direction. All of those things, right? I mean, heck, I left a radio company that clearly they weren't headed in the right direction. That's why their stock has plummeted from $15 to like $3 or $4. Okay. And they destroyed, you know, QAM. There's one live show left. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. You don't want to work for garbage like that. You don't want to work for clueless people. You either want to work on your own, like what we're doing now that we get to work for ourselves, or you want to work for somebody like I do for Sirius, that they're a good company overall. You know, that makes you feel good when you work for a company like Sirius. But we've all been in it, man. You're in sales and there's this one company that's not good, and then you could get a job with another company, you do it. There's no difference. And Joe Burrow, maybe that is starting to set in for him now. And so in this process, I wonder how these interviews are going to go between him and the Bengals. But remember what I told you a while back. This is the wrong owner to say, I don't want to play for you. Mike Brown is not trying to win. He doesn't care. He'll leave your ass out there and let you hang to dry and say, well, if you don't want to play for me, you're not playing for anybody. And that's it. And he won't trade you. So that's where this fight can get really, really ugly for Joe Burrow. But the comments, none of them have been accepting and excited about being a Bengal. Okay? 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the program. By the way, a couple changes here we have on the show because that's how we work it. Chris Trapasso from CBS Sports, a draft insider. We're going to talk draft with him at 2 o'clock, okay? At 2:30, Mike Triplett is going to join us to talk about the breaking news with Drew Brees coming back. But I got to ask him about Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill also in the process. So we'll have him at 2:30. And then at 2:45, my buddy Matt Verderam from Fansided and Stacking the Box podcast to talk a little NFL at 2:45, 2:50, something along those lines. So, I mean, we got a freaking loaded ass show for you that's coming up, all right? I mean, this is amazing how we ended up adding another interview in the process, because that's because we got Bill and John. We got two producers that are constantly working hard on this show to make things happen. And I can't do it by myself, man. Nobody can do it by themselves. Nobody can do it by themselves. But that's why we want to give you, you know, as intense sports talk, as real sports talk, that you're not getting really in South Florida anymore. You're getting all kinds of fluff because the few stations that are left have the teams on there, and their boss won't let them talk negatively about the teams if there's anything negative going on. So, you know, you want to get real sports talk with some balls, you tune in here every single day, and we'll give you the opinions and the insight that you're looking for. Let's see. Daniel Amador says, why not trade up for Chase Young, then get QB in the second round, other third round, and get an offensive line help? Why, Daniel? Because that would be incredibly dumb. Why are you going to give up a whole ton of picks to move up to get him? And I know Chase Young's a hell of a player. But what if, you know, you made all this to build a team, not to trade all your picks for a guy. And to go from 5 to 2 to get Chase Young, you're going to have to give up several picks. And I just don't think that makes any sense. If you know what you're doing, you'll get a player at 5, you'll get a player at 18, you'll get a player at 25, you'll get a player in the second round, the third round. If you know what you're doing, you don't have to be lazy and trade up all your picks for one guy. Hey, Jadeveon Clowney, a heck of a player. But he never really became what they thought he would be at number one. They thought he was going to be a sack monster. And he was a guy that he's gotten to 9 sacks the most each year. And I know he's an impactful player, don't get me wrong. But number one overall, you expected even more than that.
Yeah, he didn't do anything like when he went to South Carolina. It was right. Flipping over
the knee.
The blocking.
The knee, which could happen. And that's why you have all these picks. Pick all these players, have incredible depth. That's what you want. You trade away a bunch of picks, then you have less and more mistakes can happen. And what if you trade up and you trade all those picks for Chase Young, or you trade up all those picks for Tua and then it doesn't work out? And then you gave up all those picks. That doesn't make any sense.
In the history of throwing in a wagon load of guys for one person, think about it. It never has panned out.
I'll give you an example. The Giants made the trade for Eli Manning, and they gave up several picks in the process. Both teams won, right? Because they ended up getting Eli. But all those picks ended up becoming Rivers, LaDainian Tomlinson, Sean Merriman, and Nick Novak. Okay? That's what they got in that trade. It pays to get multiple picks, man. That's why Jimmy traded Herschel Walker and got multiple picks. That's what Chris Greer has done now. And some of you now, you want to give back these picks? No, I'm sorry. That's lazy. And that's short-sighted because you think you're desperate that Chase Young is the only pass rusher in the draft. He's an awesome player, but he's not the only pass rusher. You can find other guys. That's where we stand on that. That's all I can tell you, folks. I just think I like the pace they're at right now. Use these picks. Make these selections. By the way, before I wrap up this hour and we go to Manny Navarro at the top of the hour, I just wanted to ask something on the side to have a little fun. What was worse? The national anthem of the NBA All-Star Game with Fergie, or the halftime show that was on this weekend in the NBA Finals? Because I got to tell you, I like rap. I love rap. But rap live is a hit or miss. And I'll tell you, it's mostly miss. Most rappers don't sound good live. It's just not it's not an easy thing to translate on a live version of it. Okay? Like Chuck D sounded great. Run DMC sounded great. Lupe Fiasco is fantastic live. But there are certain rappers that didn't sound good. And I got to tell you, that halftime show, Chance the Rapper, he probably sounds better on record than he did live. Lil Wayne sounded like crap. I don't know what DJ Khaled does. He looked like a complete waste there. Okay? I really didn't. I don't even know why he's even on a mic, to be honest with you. But whatever. And then I don't know who the auto-tune dude was. But again, auto-tune, there's nothing impressive about that. You know, I found that In such an important All-Star game where you were like the Jennifer Hudson thing was like, that's real right there. You know what I'm saying? When I see Jennifer Hudson in the pregame and then you watch that crap at halftime and look, I get it. I sound like the old man on the lawn or whatever. It sounded like garbage. I'm sorry. It was terrible. Now, It does give Fergie a race for worst. I probably will give the nod still to Fergie because she was just overdoing it so terribly. And I know she can sing because Fergie can sing, but she was just overdid it, whatever. But I will say this, man, at halftime this weekend in the All-Star game, they did their best to put one crappy performance there. I mean, seriously, dude. John Legend, Bruno Mars. I mean, I could just come up, Justin Timberlake. I mean, put some real talent at halftime. Okay? Real talent at halftime for the celebration. It was such an important All-Star, celebrating Kobe, honoring him, all that stuff. Man, I just thought it was a good weekend overall, but that halftime show, wow. Was that thing garbage? I mean, it was straight hot garbage. Let me see if anybody helped me out on who was Mr. Auto-Tune.
AJ Epinesa, Alex Diaz wants, huh? Where else? Anybody help me? Nope, none of you guys helped me out with whoever the hell that Auto-Tune guy was. I mean, that was terrible, dude. Terrible, terrible, terrible. You had to be, what, like 15 to like that? 12 to like that halftime show? And DJ Khaled, I got to tell you something. You look like such a slob with your pants like down. I know I sound old, but I don't understand that style of the pants hanging under your ass. It just looks terrible. Again.
Want to show off your designer underwear.
Yeah, exactly. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, God.
Are you ready to take a break,
yes,
sir?
Yes, I
we
am.
We need to prepare for Caneswear.
Yes, let's take a break. Our Caneswear Miami Hurricanes report is coming up with Manny Navarro from The Athletic. Let me tell you about Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealership in the Southeast United States now 6 years in a row. Steve Ostrov wouldn't have it any other way. In fact, he demands it to be that way. And when you walk in, you're going to go, wow, this is like a super mall for cars because it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. How about 1,500 cars and trucks at 1841 North State Road 7? All kinds of phenomenal programs, 0% financing for 72 months. They'll make your payments until 2021. Get on down there. Do what I do, man. I bought one. My mother-in-law's bought one. I've had friends and family members go over to Toyota of Hollywood. You can too, folks. Tell them that Big O sent you. I promise you they're going to take care of you at 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood. It's Toyota of Hollywood.
The world's biggest band is coming twice. Metallica. Headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. The weekend of May 8th through the 10th. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now. The one, the only, Metallica. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit. Offers end 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
A pre-owned 2019 RAV4, not $30,000, $19,775. A pre-owned 2019 Camry LE, not $26,000, $17,775. A pre-owned 2019 Corolla LE, not $22,000, $12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.